Merseyland Alternative Radio. Lift off. Returning to your radio sets, Dave Wilson is back, bigger and better than ever before. On air for longer, hot rockin', flame throwing, with a new formula of album orientated rock. A solid gold classic hits. Classic hits. Yes, Dave Wilson is back. Improved, better than ever before. Go tell a friend. Tell him Dave Wilson is back. Stay tuned to this channel. M.A.R. 1386. Dave Wilson. Back in business. Is that clear, boy?
Well, hello and welcome to the show. It is, of course, Dave Wilson back with you for the next hour here on MAR. I've got some great music for you, so stick around. We're going to start things off with Stiltskin.
Swing low in a dark glass hour, you turn and cower, see it turn to dust. Move on a stone dark night, we take to flight, snowfall turns to rust. Seeming a fuse in mind like a nursing rhyme, I hear your face start to call. And if you think that I've been losing my way, that's because I'm slightly blinded. And if you think that I don't make too much sense, that's because I'm broken minded. Ganges sky, I have to lie. Shadows moving pairs ring out from a Bruce postcard in the shooting yard. Looking through the tears, out of the black slate time, we move in line, but never reach an end. Falling along straight down as the ice comes down, rivers start to bend. And if you think that I've been losing my way, if you think that I don't make too much sense, that's because I'm broken minded. Don't keep it.
It's a huge hit for Stiltskin in 1994. It's called Inside. It reached number one. Now, that was successful due to it being used on, I think it was a jeans advert on the telly. I'm not quite sure. I don't quite remember, but I seem to think it was from a jeans advert, which is why it was so popular, I think. As I say, a huge hit for Stilt Skin. They were more or less a one-hit wonder. They never really did anything after that. They did release another single, but if I remember rightly, that one just about got into the top 40, and nobody ever heard from them again. Well, hello and welcome into the show if you've just joined us and you missed the first bit. My name's Dave Wilson, here with you on MAR for the next 55 minutes or so with some cracking music, and this one is another corker. Now, I think this is from an advert as well. I'm not quite sure. I think it might have been used on a phone advert. This is a great record. It's the Dandy Warhols, and it's called Bohemian Like You. Dandy Warhols there from a few years ago with Bohemian Like You. Now, I've been thinking about it, and I'm sure that was used on a mobile phone network advert, something like that. But we're not going to hold that against the Dandy Warhols, because that's a damn good record, as they say. I sounded a bit like a local radio DJ there, wasn't I? Trying to avoid that, okay? We're going to go back to the early 70s for this next one. This is fabulous. It's the Sweets. This is called Hellraiser.
Hell, and if I hold it too long, you never can tell what will happen to me. suit me completely. I'm surprised with her ultrasonic eyes, they're flashing like hysterical. Danger signs is everywhere. With your treadle, you'll go out of your head. She's a hellraiser, star chaser, trailblazer, natural raver. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a hellraiser, star chaser, trailblazer, natural raver. Yeah, 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 look
Six, Dave Wilson.
That's the Suite there with Hellraiser. You're tuned to Dave Wilson on MAR 1386 AM. And time now for a request. This one goes out especially to John in Nocturum, who emailed me and asked especially for this. From 1985, this is Gary Moore and Phil Lynott and Out in the Fields. Great choice, John. I hope you enjoy this one.
Fighting!
Gary Moore and Phil Lynott with Out in the Fields. That goes out especially to John in Nocturum, who sent me an email and asked for it. If you'd like a request, it's mar@rock.com. Now, you don't need me to tell you that Phil Lynott used to be the lead singer with Thin Lizzy. Seeing as Gary Moore also played with them from time to time, it leads me nicely into this record. From the year of 1977, this is Thin Lizzy. This is called Don't Believe a Word. Thin Lizzy there with Don't Believe a Word. Now, as I was saying before, that Gary Moore sometimes played with Thin Lizzy. Of course, I played that Gary Moore tune just before that one. And I did have the privilege of seeing Gary Moore playing live about 4 or 5 years ago. And he was on at the Manchester Arena supporting Whitesnake. So I'd been to the arena quite a few times before and I always seemed to get caught up in very heavy traffic when I parked there. So I thought, well, Gary Moore and Whitesnake, sure to be a massive crowd. Parked in a kind of bombsite car park about a 10-minute walk from the arena. So got out the car and was walking up to the arena. Nobody about at all. The place was absolutely deserted. In fact, I said to the wife, have we got the right night, you know, and check the tickets, because there was nobody about. So got up to the arena and there were a few people going in, so obviously went in. And it was a kind of half hall setup. So although the arena holds 20,000 people at full capacity, I think normally they have 17 or 18,000 people in there. It was set up, it wasn't even a half hall really. They just kind of had the stage in the middle and they just sold the lower tiers, and I think they had about 4,000 people in there. So when we did come out and walk back to the car, there was no traffic at all outside, first time ever. Well, there you go, I thought there would have been more people there to see Gary Moore and Whitesnake. But having said that, it was a fantastic show. Gary Moore was really good live, and Whitesnake were great live as well. And in fact, I went back to see Whitesnake again. About a year ago, I saw Whitesnake with Def Leppard on a double bill. And there was a lot of people at that one, I can tell you. But we digress. I'm going to play a Whitesnake track anyway, because that's who I saw with Gary Moore. This is one of the better Whitesnake tracks. This one is from the 1978 EP Snakebite, and this was their first ever hit. It's called Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. Whitesnake.
You've been around.
classic rock track from 1978. That's Whitesnake with Ain't No Love. In the heart of the city, David Coverdale had just formed Whitesnake. After having left Deep Purple, he was with Deep Purple from 1973 to 1976, I think it was. He replaced Ian Gillan in Deep Purple. Ian Gillan is, of course, now back with Deep Purple. They're a funny bunch, these rock bands, aren't they? They all switch around repeatedly. But anyway, here is David Coverdale from Whitesnake on a Deep Purple track when he was with them. If you can follow all that, you know, you're a better man than me. Anyway, the singer that was just on the Whitesnake record, David Coverdale, used to be in Deep Purple. Do you get that? He's one who recorded with them in 1974. This is called Burn. Title track from the 1974 Deep Purple album Burn there. Just laughing because the sound is in me. I've got my teeth in, don't I, at times. You're tuned to Dave Wilson on Merseyland Alternative Radio, 1386 AM. We're a pirate radio station broadcasting from Liverpool, England, across the northwest of England, and hopefully beyond. We would love to hear from your reception reports, especially if you are outside the Merseyside area. If you'd like to send us a reception report, then just email us. The address is mar@rock.com. You can also send us a text. It's 07504 464 678. That text number again is 07504 464 678. if you'd like to tell us where you are and what the reception's like, then that would be great. You can also use the text and email just to contact us and ask for a request or dedication, because we love hearing those as well. Just drop a line to mar@rock.com and tell us what type of music you want to hear or what you think of the programming. You can also have a look at our website, and that is at www.mar1386.com. That's mar1386.com. You can find a lot of information on the station there, and our contact details are, of course, on the website as well. There's also some photographs of the DJs on there as well, so you can see what we look like if you really want to. Rather you than me, to be honest. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show. There's about half an hour, a little bit less than that, left of me, Dave Wilson. I've got a couple of classic rock tracks coming up. I've got one from Rod Stewart, and I've got some 60s music as well. Stick around, there's lots more good stuff coming up here on MAR.
MAR 1386, Dave Wilson.
Weekend Sound of MAR. Now here is one of those classic rock tracks that I just promised you from 1973. This is Ike and Tina Turner, and this is, of course, Nutbush, City Limits. Can Tina Turner there with Nutbush City Limits. Now, I must apologise for the sort of digital jumping in that track. I've established that every time the tea lady walks across the studio floor, it kind of jumps that one. And the worst thing is, the tea lady doesn't even make me tea. I have to make my own tea. Well, there you are. Hey, this is Pirate Radio for you. Now, here's another absolute classic, this time from 1968. This is The Move with Fire Brigade.
Tomorrow won't be long. We're gonna have to play it cool.
That's the move there with Fire Brigade. And we continue now with another request. This one goes out especially to Eric and Bren in Thingball. Here's the record that you asked for. This is the Trogs with Bend Me, Shape Me. Record goes out especially to Eric and Bren in Thingball. It's Bend Me, Shape Me, and that's from Amen Corner, I think, not the Trogs. Well, there you go, pirate radio for you. I was only 1 month old when that one came out in 1968, so I think you can forgive me that, maybe. You tune to Dave Wilson on Merseyland Alternative Radio, and yes, another request now. Now, this is an even older record. This one goes back all the way to 1963. This one goes out especially to Jill. This is Gene Pitney with 24 Hours from Tulsa.
Say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only a day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of a small hotel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. To the cafe, I asked her if she would stay. She said, okay. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. The jukebox started to play, and night turned into day.
we were dancing closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms. And I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. For oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, for I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
That goes out especially to Jill. It's the late, great Gene Pitney with 24 Hours from Tulsa. Now, we've got one more request on this hour. This is a special request for Sarah in Nocturum. She emailed me, asked me to play this one, and also asked me not to talk all over it. Well, I do take exception to that, actually, Sarah, because I do not talk all over records. I don't talk all over the vocal part anyway. I only talk over the intros, usually, and I stop right at the vocal normally. But especially for Sarah, here is the full Toto with Africa from 1983, without Dave Wilson talking all over the intro. Oh, I've talked over the first 2 seconds, I'll better shut up. Toto, especially for Sarah in Nocturum. So I couldn't resist, could I, talking a little bit there. I'll shut up now.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight, the moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. As they grow restless, longing for some solitary company, I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
That record goes out especially to Sarah in Nocturum. It's Toto with Africa. Now, if you'd like a request, then email me at mar@rock.com. That email address again, mar@rock.com. My name's Dave Wilson, so if you'd like me to get your request, remember to mention me somewhere in the email, won't you? You can also text us. The text number is 07504 464 678. And our website is at mar1386.com. We would also like to hear from you if you've got any reception reports. Right, I'm going to continue now with another all-time classic record that I'm not going to talk over whatsoever. Now, everyone always seems to say that this record is a cover of a P.P. Arnold record from 1967. But I can tell you that this record was originally written and recorded by Cat Stevens in 1967. It was then covered by P.P. Arnold in the same year, and it's also been a hit for Keith Hansen in 1973 and Sheryl Crow in 2003. But this version of the song is my all-time favourite version of it, and I bet you it's yours too. It's Rod Stewart from 1977. And this is his version of The First Cut Is the Deepest.
If you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, but I know first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest. When it comes to being lucky, she's good. Baby, I know the
Well, Rod Stewart certainly makes some great music. It's just a shame that his concert tickets cost an arm and a leg these days. That is our first. The first cut is the deepest, and that appeared on his 1976 album, A Night on the Town. It was then released as a single and spent 4 weeks in the UK chart at number one in May 1977. Okay, we've come to the end of the Dave Wilson Show. I don't know where the time goes. It's been a great hour of music for me. I certainly hope you've enjoyed it. I will see you again shortly. So just time for me to give you the email address. If you'd like to contact me for a request or dedication or for anything else you can think of, the email address, well, within reason, obviously, the email address is mar@rock.com. My name is Dave Wilson, and as I say, I will see you again shortly. I'll leave you with The Animals. This is The House of the Rising Sun.
Children.